T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Congressman shot, several others wounded in Alexandria, Virginia, near Washington, D.C. We've got the story.
Wichita police look for suspect in the rape of a child. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Dan O'Neill. Kansas lawmakers' budget mandates reviews of a new prison project.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. After a long stretch of dry weather, we finally got some rain in Wichita. Is more on the way? Our complete forecast coming up.
KNSS breaking news. President Trump says he and the vice president are deeply saddened by news of a shooting tragedy at a congressional baseball game or practice. President said in a statement that the vice president and I are aware of the shooting incident in Virginia and are monitoring developments closely. Representative Steve Scalise, the House whip, and a number of aides and Capitol Police officers were shot. Alexandria police say the suspect is in custody. The report now is that Congressman Scalise was hit in the hip but was bleeding pretty profusely. He is now listed in stable condition. And the word is that this shooter came up and fired at least 50 shots, some of the rifle, some of the handgun. And that person has been taken into custody. Again, no fatalities reported so far in a shooting that's wounded at least a half dozen, including Congressman Steve Scalise in Alexandria, Virginia. Authorities confirm a number of people are dead from a large apartment fire that started early this morning in London.
The fire started below. The flames engulfed, actually spread rapidly up to the top of the building. And residents are talking about the screams of families, of children waving flashlights, actually small children being tossed out of low floors to waiting arms below. We're hearing creaks and thuds, even bangs from inside that building. Police down on the ground are screaming, "Get back." The real fear, of course, is that that building will collapse. Molly Hunter, ABC News, London.
Police are investigating the case of a 7-year-old girl who was raped in northwest Wichita near 13th and I-235. Police Sergeant Nikki Woodrow says it happened early Sunday when a man entered an apartment on Smith Court after 2:30 in the morning, sexually assaulting the girl and then leaving.
An adult in the house was awakened by the crying child, learned from the child what happened, and called 911 for assistance. Right now we're asking anyone who may have observed anyone loitering or behaving suspiciously in that area over the past couple days to please call the Wichita Sedgwick County EMCU unit at 660-9494.
Investigators are hoping that nearby residents may have spotted this suspect at some point.
Now, the suspect description is as vague as it is. We wanted to put that out to everybody. Right now, it is an unknown white male, clean shaven, light colored hair, jeans, and an unknown shirt.
Anyone who wants to make an anonymous tip may call Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. The little girl remains in the hospital. She's recovering from her injuries.
Kansas legislators want to have multiple reviews of a plan to build a new state prison before Governor Sam Brownback's administration moves forward with the project.
They've included a provision in the next state budget requiring the oversight. The Department of Corrections hopes to finalize a contract this fall with a private company to build a new prison in Lansing to replace the state's oldest and largest one. The department has proposed having the company lease the new prison to Kansas for up to 40 years before the state owns it. The proposed budget would authorize a lease purchase agreement and up to $155 million in bonds for traditional financing of the project. But it also mandates reviews by a building advisory panel, two legislative committees, and legislative leaders. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita police have released the name of a man who died near downtown Wichita when the car he was in was hit by a train late Sunday night. Here's Police Sergeant Nikki Woodrow.
The victim has been identified as 40-year-old DeAndre Parker from Wichita. the driver left the scene, and we are still attempting to identify the driver. We do not have an identification on him yet.
That train hit the car in the 700 block of East Indianapolis near Kellogg and Washington.
3 months ago, Rooster, the police dog, was shot and killed while trying to stop an armed suspect in South Wichita. Troy Hauptman, director of Wichita's Park and Recreation Department, says the Meridian Dog Park at 21st and Meridian in northwest Wichita is going to be named after Rooster.
Although it was a very tragic situation, giving up his life, but he's going to be in memory at the park with a plaque for his service, and it's going to be recognized as Canine Rooster Park.
Rooster was the first Wichita police canine killed in the line of duty.
Later today, the Trump administration is expected to grant the defense secretary the power to send more troops to Afghanistan.
President Trump's decision means Defense Secretary Jim Mattis will be in control of U.S. troop levels in Afghanistan. In April, Mattis was given similar authority for American troop levels in Iraq and Syria. The move is another sign of the flexibility the Trump administration has given U.S. military commanders. The decision means it will be Mattis who could soon decide if an additional 2,000 to 4,000 more U.S. troops will be headed to Afghanistan. William Martinez, ABC News, Washington.
KNSS News time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Late night baseball on the West Coast for the Kansas City Royals. How did they do in San Francisco last night? Well, we'll have highlights from the Bay Area coming up in sports.
Today is day three of jury deliberations in Bill Cosby's trial. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock. The Bill Cosby sexual assault trial is entering its third day of deliberations.
Jurors were unable to reach a verdict as deliberations stretched past 9 o'clock last night. A judge dismissed them back to their hotels. In addition to prosecutors, Cosby and his lawyers, several of Cosby's more than 50 accusers have remained near the courthouse this week, pinning their hopes to the only known case that falls within the statute of limitations. Accuser Andrea Constand claims Cosby drugged her and forced himself on her. The defense says he offered her some Benadryl. She accepted, and they had a consensual affair. Brad Milkey, ABC News, Norristown, Pennsylvania.
The House Tuesday voted to make it easier to fire people who work for the Department of Veterans Affairs. ABC's Andy Field explains why.
This was a rare moment. Republicans and Democrats voting to cut the red tape that makes it difficult to fire VA workers who aren't doing their job. The Senate passed the law last week and President Trump promised to sign it. Both parties approving the bill that could help remove poor performing VA workers after the scandals that left many veterans without care, some waiting months to see a doctor.
With the first case of West Nile virus found in Kansas last week, it's important to know how it's transmitted. Amy Worthington is with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment.
West Nile virus is not transferred from person to person. It's transferred through the bite of an infected mosquito.
It's also possible, though not as common, to transmit the virus through a blood transfusion. KNSS News time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And this morning, so far, things in traffic have been relatively good. We've got a big slowdown out there right now, though. This is at the road construction on Kellogg, I-235, especially eastbound right there. Just some high traffic volume slowing things down. Gasoline price in Wichita today, $2.09 a gallon. Traffic tracker Steve spotted our best price. He found $2.03, 55th and Seneca. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The showers and thunderstorms that moved through overnight brought us about a tenth of an inch of rain in Wichita. And with a clearing sky early on, we warm up again today, getting to 94 for the high. Mostly clear tonight, our low near 70. And again, the chance of a few thunderstorms. Some may be on the strong side tomorrow afternoon and evening with a high 97. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now partly cloudy and 75 degrees. We have a south wind at 14 miles per hour. 8:11 now, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. We had a warm and windy Tuesday in south central Kansas. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 93 degrees. Normal high is 86. The wind in the afternoon in excess of 30 miles per hour with a one gust clocked at 45 miles per hour in Wichita. And again, the very latest we have information on the shooting in Alexandria, which is near the nation's capital. The congressmen's were practicing baseball this morning. They have a game every year. the people in Congress, and they were practicing, and somebody came up, a man with both a handgun and a rifle, we understand, and fired about 50 shots. House Whip Steve Scalise and a number of aides and Capitol Police officers were shot. Alexandria police had a suspect in custody. Not only Representative Scalise, but also Representative Roger Williams from Tennessee was wounded in the incident. And we have no...
It's Texas.
What did I say? Texas? Tennessee. Texas, yes. Now, my notes say Texas. Did I say Tennessee?
Yeah.
Okay. Got my T's mixed up there a little bit. But so far, there are no words that anybody has been killed in this shooting. But a strange, bizarre incident there in Alexandria, Virginia. We've seen a couple of tweets from one of our congressmen, Roger Marshall, mm-hmm. the big one, has tweeted that he is okay. I don't know that he was there, but he has tweeted that he's okay. And we have no word that any other congressmen have been shot other than Williams of Texas and Scalise. So it's a situation, an angry, ugly situation. And we live in a day and age, but gosh, Ted. We were talking with Fox News commentator Todd Starnes what, about 45 minutes ago, and he had some information he was getting out from Fox. It appears that this person walked up and asked somebody if those were Republicans or Democrats, and then began firing. Apparently he had a whole lot of ammunition with him as well. So that's what's going on in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, more than four dozen shots fired.
Yeah,
it went on for 10 minutes.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Ooh.
Holy smokes. And there were, as we've been reporting, a couple of security people there. Because he is the House Whip, Scalise merits some security protection, I guess, wherever he goes. You know, he's in line for the presidency. I don't know how far down the line, maybe, but I believe he is anyway. And they were there, and they returned fire, and they got this guy in custody. So the details are going to be trickling out throughout the day, but that's what we know so far. And the other big story that's just, heartbreaking, coming out of London. A 27-story apartment on fire, and there were obviously people trapped up in the upper levels.
Right.
A lot of people got out, but there are several dozen injured. The body count, the death count, we checked in with an ABC reporter a few minutes ago, and the body count was 12 so far confirmed. But, Ted, you know what the situation is there. They haven't even got the thing really out yet. It's been going on for 11 hours.
It's still smoldering.
So you can't, you have to wait until you can get in there and look through the rubble and everything.
You worry, it's a high rise.
It's not going to be stable.
In there, yeah, so the structural integrity of that building, you got to wonder how rescue operations go in that.
We had word that it's already leaning a little bit.
Ooh.
And when I saw the images of the thing on fire, I had this flashback to 9/11 and the Twin Towers. And, who will ever forget that day as we watched both of those towers just come down? That was amazing. So we'll keep an eye on what's going on in London. But, I often wonder how people can live in those high-rise apartments like that. I couldn't. I wouldn't want to be above the second floor in anything. It just is too scary. Yeah, do you got some more information? What's going on, bud?
Yes. Apparently, Congressman Roger Williams has now taken to Twitter, and he's actually
from Texas.
Yeah, okay. From Texas. Okay. He's actually said he was not shot.
He was not shot.
It was a member of his staff that was shot.
Yeah, we understand there's some staff people there, some aides.
Yeah.
So,
and it was one of his aides that was shot. He was not.
All right. So, again, that's going back to the shooting in Alexandria, Virginia. I know that over the years, Ted, the congressman, this was a way for the Democrats and Republicans to get together. The ones who like baseball, like to play ball, they'd get together and they'd get these teams and have practice and they'd play a game. And it wasn't anything partisan about it. It was good fun.
Yeah, and they raised money for charity.
Raised money for charity, and that's what they were doing, practicing to get ready for that, probably coming up here in a week or two. But they were practicing early in the morning, got up early and went out to practice, and then they had something like this happen. We're never safe anywhere. It's amazing, isn't it? And we presume that we hope this wasn't where somebody was targeting a certain political party, but it may be. We'll find out on the motivation.
Regardless, it's a horrific event.
It's horrific.
And like Todd Starn says, say a prayer for those people that had to endure that today and hope that they make it through.
And it's a good thing the security people were there, because it could have gone on forever and could have been really a whole lot worse. All right. We'll keep you updated on that throughout the day here on KNSS. There's a situation there and the situation in London, as we always do. We're coming up on 8:18 now with Steve and Ted. I want to take a look at sports this morning with Ted Woodward. And we have some good news coming out of the city by the bay, San Francisco. Right, Ted?
Yeah, if you stayed up late last night and listened to the Royals and the Giants, end up pretty good night for the Royals. Late night on the West Coast, taking on the San Francisco Giants. You know, it's a 90. The temperature's in the 90s here, and it's hot, and it's summertime, and you look in the stands at that Giants game last night, and everybody's in coats and sweatshirts and hoods and stocking caps. It's one of those cool summer nights out in San Francisco last night. But the Royals certainly provided their own heat, especially in the top of the sixth inning. The Royals building on a one-run lead with a monster sixth. You heard the game on KFH.
Aaron from the belt now deals, and a swing and a little looper down the right field line. On the run is Pence diving. He can't make the play. It rolls into the corner, the right field corner. Moose scores. Escobar scores. Gordon in to score. Into third with a three-run triple. Whit Merrifield, and the Royals lead it 7-1.
And the Royals go on to win it 8-1, scoring six runs in the top of the sixth inning. Got to love the bases-loaded triple. That gets a lot of runs in a hurry. The Royals making their first visit to San Francisco since they played there in the 2014 World Series. Winning pitcher for the Royals, the guy that wins every time out, it seems like, Jason Vargas, got his ninth win of the season. He is tied for the Major League lead with 9 wins, along with Clayton Kershaw and Dallas Keuchel. And he's got a 2.18 earned run average, second best in the major leagues. Jason Vargas continuing to have a great year. And the Royals win their third in a row. They'll go for 4 in a row. It's an afternoon game today out on the West Coast in the Bay. Well, by the Bay. The Royals and the Giants tonight, the final game of a brief two-game series. Pre-game coverage at 2 o'clock this afternoon. The game will start at 2:45. Listen to the Royals and the Giants live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Pro baseball last night downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. The first place Wichita Wingnuts clobber the Kansas City T-Bones 15-3. The Royals had a season high with 20 base hits last night as Wichita wins its sixth game in a row. Wingnuts are hosting the T-Bones again. It's a day game today. It's summer camp day. There'll be lots of youngsters at the ballpark today. That starts at 11:05. So
no school in baseball.
So we're about to, we're just a few hours away from start time at Lawrence Dumont for some baseball under the sunshine today out at Lawrence Dumont. The Wingnuts right now with a 3.5 game lead atop the South Division. Speaking of the Wingnuts, a former Wingnut is having a big year in the major leagues. Right fielder David Peralta with the Arizona Diamondbacks. He had a big, big hit yesterday as the Diamondbacks were in the tie game in Detroit, taking on the Tigers. Here it is on the D-backs radio network.
And Peralta in the air in the left center. All the run is up, and he goes back, and this ball is gone! Opposite field home run, David Peralta. And the Diamondbacks get the lead, 7-6.
That would be the final score. That's the game-winning home run for Peralta in the ninth inning there. Arizona wins at Detroit 7-6. 3 wins in a row for the D-backs. Peralta yesterday, 3-for-5, scored a couple of runs, had a home run and a double. He is in the top 10 in the National League in batting average with a .319 average. The former Wichita Wingnut, David Peralta, having a big year with the Diamondbacks. And golf week here in Wichita, we are one day away from the beginning of the Air Capital Classic out at Crestview Country Club. Today's activity is the big Pro-Am tournament. They are already out on the Crestview North course all day long, the Pro-Am, and that leads up to tomorrow's first round out at Crestview for the Air Capital Classic. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS. Coming up in Wichita in November, we've got a huge event coming up as William Shatner, legendary actor, is going to be appearing live in Wichita as part of Shatner's World. We just live in it.
Oh, boy. Thank you.
Shatner will be here on Friday, November 3rd at the Orpheum in downtown Wichita. Those tickets go on sale Friday morning at 10 o'clock. We've got two tickets to give away to go see William Shatner live in concert in Wichita. We will give those tickets away tomorrow morning right here on Steve and Ted. So listen tomorrow morning for your chance to win two tickets to go see William Shatner.
Yeah, you better be right at 98.7 or 1330 KNSS tomorrow morning. You don't want to miss out on that. 8:22 now. Keep here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Democrat senator makes fun of Trump cabinet meeting. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.